We at Bible Strong believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant, only authoritative Word of God. We believe that God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We believe that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We believe that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Our mission is that none should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the saving grace of God. Our mission is to tell the good news about a treasure of purpose and truth and wisdom to be found in the person of Christ. It is the exchange life that we live, our weakness for His strength, our poverty for His wealth. It is not I that lives, but Christ that lives within me. Therefore, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Well, it's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. Lean in. I'm glad you've tuned back in today. I'm going to be speaking again on the subject, Nevertheless at Your Word. I find the backstory to this in Luke chapter 5, the first 9 verses. This is more than a story of broken nets and sinking ships. It's a story of failure. It's also a story of receiving a word from the Lord after we have failed. A story of someone obeying the word they received from the Lord. Simon Peter and his group of men had fished all night long and had caught nothing. They were professional fishermen. They knew what they were doing. They had fished these waters most of their lives. They were professionals, yet they failed. The professionals don't know everything. You and I have discovered that, have we not? They were professionals. So was Peter and his group going to take the word of a carpenter, a man whom they had never seen on that lake at all? Never seen him catch a fish, never seen him row a boat, and yet this man that called himself Jesus is telling them to launch out into the deep. Peter explained to the Lord that he and his partners had fished all night long and had caught nothing. They had failed. They were unable to bring home the bacon, as it were. It wasn't due to the lack of effort. They had put forth the effort. They had toiled, Peter says, all night long and had caught nothing. Have you ever went looking for a job and come home unemployed? Have you ever been searching everywhere in the labor market that you thought there might be a job and still you came home unemployed, and then somehow you hear a voice speaking to your heart, to your soul, to your spirit, and He's telling you, go back to where you left. Launch out into the deep of that labor market and pass out your resumes. You'd be surprised what will happen when you obey God. Even in spite of your previous failure, God can change things in the labor market. God can change things in the Sea of Galilee. If God knows where the fish are, don't you think He knows where your next job is coming from? And if you're an investor, don't you think that God knows what companies you should be investing in? And if you are a preacher, don't you think God would know what your next message should be about and to whom it should be preached? God is a marvelous God. Don't you think He can set the right people in your path? Don't you think that He can't hook you up with the right partner for your business? Launch out into the deep in obedience to God and see what happens. Go back to the same company that you failed to receive a job. You may think, why is this coming to my heart? Why is this sticking in my mind? I went there, gave my best presentation, gave him all the reasons why I should be hired for this position, and still he said no. No use of going there again. Has this ever happened to you? Well, it has to me. During my career, I went searching for jobs many times. I was into construction work. And as we know, construction jobs comes to a completion, which left me unemployed. And as a result, I would go searching for another job. There has been time and time again when the places that I went did not hire me. I remember one time I went to a place applying for a job, and the man would not even come out and talk to me. The fact that he would not come out and even speak to me about the job aggravated me. I said to myself, I didn't want your job anyway. Have you ever reacted like that in a situation? Well, that's what I said. But God started working on that man. And 3 weeks later, he sent word for me to come back and talk with him. So I did. I drove up to the gate, told the security at the gate that I was here to see a specific man. And I said, tell this man, if he's not here in 5 minutes, I'm gone. Friend, that man was there in 3 minutes. He told me, he said, you're the man we've been looking for. God had worked a change in that man's life. That was one of my best jobs. God has a purpose for you. God has a job for you. God has a spouse for you. God has a person for you to marry. He's already picked them out. He's just trying to get everybody in the right place to bring it all together. Oh, isn't God wonderful? God can bring beauty out of ashes. God can bring success out of failure. Someone once said that failure is the back door to success. Many of you have found success through failure when you decided to say, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down my net. But let me say, there are some times when it is difficult to conform to the will of God, to obey the word of God. It's difficult at times to say, nevertheless, at your word. When it comes to the scriptures, the great gospel truths, there are things in this book that will stagger our own reasoning. There are many things revealed to us in the scriptures which we cannot understand. Even though we put our minds to it, we pray about it, we agonize over it, and it appears that we just can't comprehend them. This doctrine, we say, does not appear to square with another scripture. One truth perhaps appears inconsistent with the love of God. Or we may sometimes wonder how certain events in God's providential dealings can be consistent with His goodness and His justice. Well, my friend, this is the time in your life when you must say, nevertheless, at your word. We must adopt this attitude when dealing with those who would oppose the gospel of God. Many young persons find themselves unable to answer all of the objections that are raised by those who oppose the gospel of God. It would be a miracle if they could. You may have heard that old proverb which says, one fool can ask more questions than 50 wise men can answer. It is not likely that those who are new in the Lord should be able to overcome all of the opponents. When a question sometimes staggers me, and I must say, I cannot answer that, but I do believe it can be answered. I know that God can answer that question. I'm grateful that I've heard that question asked. It has taught me my ignorance upon that point. So what will I do? I will sit down, study God's Word, till I can find an answer. Somebody can do so, and above all, God Himself can. So what do? I cling to the Holy Spirit's infallible teaching. You will find, my friend, that this will be good exercise for your humility and a good exercise for your loyalty to the Word of God. Sometimes we just have to say, nevertheless at thy word, nevertheless it is written, therefore I believe it.